The afternoon of July 28, 2006 was hot and sunny, the kind of summer afternoon most Seattleites love. But late in the afternoon, a gunman shattered the summer calm when he entered the offices of the Jewish Federation of Greater Seattle and opened fire. One woman died. Several others were wounded. Cheryl Stumbo was one of them. In the 9 years since the shooting, Stumbo has become an outspoken gun control advocate. She worked on the successful campaign for Initiative 594, which expanded background checks. Well, now Cheryl Stumbo finds her life on the big screen. She's the subject of a short documentary called The Accidental Activist. Stumbo told Marcy Silman that July 28th was just a normal Friday in the office.
Things were winding down. Some people had left early. So the office was pretty quiet. And I was basically just sitting there waiting for my niece to arrive. My 14-year-old niece, who lives in Oregon, was visiting me for a week.
When did you know something was wrong?
I heard a stranger's voice, a strange man's voice, coming from the reception area, which was just a couple of doors down from my office. And that was very unusual. We didn't have strangers show up, and we had a secure building, and much less an angry male voice was very unusual. So it was within seconds of hearing that voice, and it was getting louder and angrier, and I stood up to go see if I could help.
When you went out to help, what kind of emotions were going through your mind?
I don't know if I was even having emotions. I stepped to my door of my office to look down towards the reception area, and I was confused. I couldn't figure out what was going on.
What did you do?
I was shocked. I mean, I was just looking at this man who's holding the gun up at, you know, chest height, waving it around and shouting these angry words. And my brain was trying to figure out what's going on and how do I solve this problem and what? Why are you here? And it was so out of the blue and the last thing I would expect. I mean, I think we all kind of go through in our head, you know, rehearsing for emergencies. Like, what if I'm on the viaduct and there's an earthquake? What would I do in my car? Or, you know, what if somebody broke into my house? What would I do? You kind of rehearse these scenarios. This was one scenario that it had never occurred to me what happened. I ran through all the possibilities and came to only one that could actually happen.
What was that option?
That was to call out as loud as I could, call 911. Because I was standing in the hallway. I didn't have a phone within reach of me, and that was the only thing I could think of.
Where was your niece? Had she arrived?
I didn't know it at the time, but that was how he got in the building, was holding the gun to her head down at the street level. And that's how they got buzzed through, was he said, "You'll get me through or I'll kill you." And then he followed her up the stairs holding the gun to her head. And when they got to the reception desk and he started interacting with the receptionist, Kelsey, my niece, noticed that he was distracted, and she just kept walking quietly and then walked down the hall and locked herself in a stall in the ladies' room.
So you called out to whoever would be able to do this, call 911, and then what happened?
He started shooting immediately, and he just went around in a circle and just fired. Yeah, I felt what at the time I thought he reached out and punched me. I mean, he was standing right next to me. And I thought that he reached out with the gun in his hand and punched me in my side. It turns out that was actually when I was shot. And so I deliberately fell to the floor and put my arms over my head. I was on my stomach and was just waiting. I just figured this is it. Here comes the shot that's going to kill me.
I'm talking with Cheryl Stumbo, and she was one of the women who were shot in 2006 at the Jewish Federation offices in downtown Seattle. How serious was that injury?
It was very serious. He shot me at point-blank range in the abdomen with a hollow-point bullet, which those explode as they hit soft tissue. So it tore through my small and large intestines and my uterus.
How long did you stay in the hospital?
I was at Harborview for 6 weeks. Yeah. Went through about 10 surgeries during those 6 weeks, including major lung surgery because the abdomen wound threw off a clot that went to my lung and collapsed it.
So you were marketing communications for a nonprofit organization. Yeah. Did you think of yourself as a political activist at that point?
No. I think the most I'd ever done was had a bumper sticker and voted in every election. That was it. I didn't even know anything about our state government. I didn't know that I had two reps and a state senator. I didn't know anything.
When did you first start speaking out publicly for gun control?
I actually had tried for several years after the trial was over and everything. I wanted my old life back. So I was trying to put everything behind me and not have it be the center of my life. Mm. I just wanted my old life back. And I tried that for a few years, and it wasn't working. This had changed me. It was just 2 years ago, this past November, I finally made the decision, okay, I'm gonna do something. I don't know what yet, but I'm going to raise my hand and say I want to speak out about this.
Was there something particular that pushed you to that decision?
Between my shooting and that point, all these other mass shootings were happening around the country. You know, Virginia Tech and Tucson and Aurora Theater, and then the Clackamas Mall shooting in Oregon. And I think it was that combination, that series of shootings, and me seeing them on the news and having this emotional reaction to it, and then the world just going back to normal, everyone just forgetting about it until the next shooting happened. And I just thought, this can't be normal. This can't be the new normal. I feel like I have to do something, just so that for my own sake, I feel like I'm doing something about it. A couple of weeks after I had finally made that decision that I was going to try and do something, Sandy Hook happened. And, you know, a whole lot of people had a wake-up call. And so a few folks in the media who had covered the trial and my shooting, I let them know, I'm going to try and, you know, be talking about this. If you want to talk to a local gun violence victim for perspective on Sandy Hook, I'm available. And that got the ball rolling.
And then the ball really started rolling. You were a citizen sponsor of Initiative 594, which is the gun background check measure that voters approved in November of 2014. Describe to me your feelings on election night when you knew that this had been approved.
I have never felt anything like that before. I've never given birth, but I imagine that that's what it might feel like, that you've worked so hard and you're so exhausted, but you're so elated at the result.
Cheryl Stumbo is my guest. She's the subject of a new short documentary film. It's called The Accidental Activist, and the film premieres at this year's Seattle Jewish Film Festival. How did filmmaker Cameron Levin approach you about this project?
Well, Cameron and I knew each other. She actually worked in the office right next to mine at the Jewish Federation. She was not there the day of the shooting. She had taken a vacation day to go out of town. But we'd stayed in touch. And so when she was doing some work for her graduate degree, she asked if she could follow me around as I was doing the work on the initiative.
What was your initial response to that request?
Well,
people can't see your face. I wish this was TV.
I couldn't imagine somebody wanting to film me, for one thing. And I was it was like, all I'm doing is going around and talking to people and doorbelling and phone banking and just trying to reach out to as many voters as I can. I can't imagine that would make for a compelling film, but evidently it does.
You've talked about this. You've made gun control and gun safety your career at this point.
Right now, yeah.
Right now it is what you do. It seems like so much of your life has changed since that scary afternoon in 2006, and yet it kind of revolves around what happened.
Yeah.
I'm curious what it's like to spend so much of your time having to relive what was really awful.
Well, part of what you learn in PTSD therapy is that you train your brain so you're not reliving it. You're just sharing the story. So it's a memory, not a reliving.
How do you do that?
Well, it's cognitive behavioral therapy. You're basically retraining your brain to put the memory in the right place in your brain so that it's in a memory slot, not in a current event slot.
What does that day, July 28th, I think it was.
July 28th, 2006.
When I say that date, what does that mean to you?
It probably is like when you say September 11th, 2001 to somebody. It's a major event in my life. It was a negative event, but it is a memory now. I don't experience the actual event over and over again when I share my story.
Cheryl Stumbo was wounded in the 2006 gun attack on the Jewish Federation of Seattle, and she's the subject of a short documentary film called The Accidental Activist. It premieres March 17th as part of Seattle's Jewish Film Festival. Cheryl Stumbo spoke with Marcy Silman.